Well, well, well. Back for more, eh? Glad you guys are here. Love you.
So I was on my way driving here, and I don't know, I just had to share this. So I wasn't prepared for all the snow that we were going to get this morning, so I was a little late. So when I was driving, and the reflection of the sun off of the snow, it was blinding me, and I was like, wow, this is killing me. But then I thought about that verse in Isaiah, I think it's Isaiah 1, 16 or 18, and he talks, God is talking about the children of Israel and how much they've sinned. And he says, though your sins be as scarlet, I've washed them white as snow. And I was looking at the snow, and I was like, whoa, it's pretty bright, and that's pretty white. And that's how our sins are forgiven, and we have a clean slate. So just wanted to share what I was thinking.
Amen. Open us in prayer, bro.
Okay. Father God, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for just forgiving us and cleansing us from our sins. Thank you that we can gather together and just praise you and worship you, and that we have no fear. You've taken that away from us. We don't have the spirit of fear. God, thank you for the service. I just ask that you would fill this place with your Holy Spirit and just bring us into your throne room. Fill our pastor with your Holy Spirit and just equip us for the week ahead of us. And just be with our praises. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's stand together.
How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty. For my soul longs and even faints for you. For here my heart is satisfied within your presence. I sing beneath the shadow of your wings.
Better is one day.
Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts. A thousand elsewhere
better.
Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts. A thousand elsewhere.
A thousand elsewhere. One thing I ask, and I would see, to see your beauty, to find you in the place your glory dwells. One thing I ask, and I would seek to see your beauty, to find you in the place your glory dwells.
Better.
Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere.
Better.
Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere.
My heart.
My heart and flesh cry out for you, the living God. Your spirit's water to my soul. I've tasted and I've seen. Come once again to me. I will draw near to you. and thousands elsewhere. I've searched the world, but it couldn't fill me. Man's empty praise and treasures that fade are never enough. Then you came along,
amen,
and put me back together. Every desire is now satisfied here in your love. And there's nothing, oh, there's nothing better than you. There's nothing better than you, Lord. There's nothing, nothing. My failures and flaws, Lord, you've seen them all, and you still call me friend. 'Cause the God of the mountain is the God of the valley, and there's not a place your mercy and grace won't find me again. Turn shame into glory. You're the only one who can graze the gardens. You turn graves into gardens. You turn bones into armies. You turn seas into highways. You're the
have our ushers come forward. Lord, thank you so much for all my brothers and sisters who are here together today, Father, to worship your holy name, because you're worthy of all of our praise, Lord, and also to study your word together, Father. We pray that you would fill this place and each one of our hearts, Lord God, and we would be bowed before you this morning, Lord, not just on the outside, but more importantly, on the inside. Lord, we would give your word and your spirit free reign to speak into our hearts, to speak into our lives, to redirect us, to direct us, to change our course, to whittle us away, Father. And so we leave this place more reflecting appropriately the image of your beautiful Son, Jesus Christ, Lord. He is the author of our faith, Lord. He is the one whom we follow, Lord, that you've given us to follow. And we pray that in his name, Lord, that you would help us to be more like him as we go into this week, to reflect and show the same love and compassion that he did towards the people who were, he saw as lost sheep, Father. So many of the religious saw them as despicable, as cast-offs, as useless or worthless or nothing more than to be fit for nothing more than to fuel the fires of hell, Lord, in their words. But Jesus saw them as sheep having no shepherd, and he had great compassion on them, and he reached out, and he touched the untouchable, and he spoke to those who were never spoken to. And we pray that you'd give us those same hearts of compassion and love. And more importantly than that, Lord, hearts of devotion and commitment to you and to your word and into your commandments, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In the quiet place, in the stillness, you are there. In the secret, in the quiet. Dead of night, and you tell so undeniable that I can hardly speak. Peace so unexplainable that I can hardly think as you call me. Deeper still as you call me. Deeper still as you call me.
Seated. The kids are dismissed.